Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, there are several proposals here with the standard for raw and roasted peanut kernels. I present it one by one. The first proposal is on the tolerances allowed and the connected table. And there we have tolerances for split and broken halves, which refers only for whole raw kernels. And last year we decided that in class extra, it may be 5%, in class 1 also 5%, and in class 2 15%. We received the feedback from our industry that this is much too strict. So usually there are much more split and broken halves in a package. And for this, we propose to extend the tolerances for split and broken halves to 20% in extra, to 25% in class 1, and to 30% in class 2. This is also to reduce food loss and waste. That's the first proposal. The second proposal, it's on a foreign and extraneous matter, also even for tolerances allowed, for foreign and extraneous matter, for example, loose shells, shell fragments, fragments on hull, and last year we decided also for seed coat. We received the feedback from our industry that that is not really practical to have seed coat here as a kind of extraneous matter. It's not possible to count it or to weight it. So and for this, we would leave that out. And the next proposal would be to extend the tolerances for this foreign extraneous matter. In class, in extra, it's okay with 0.15%. In class 1, we'd like to extend it to 1%. And also for class 2, we would like to extend it from 0.2% to 1%. To be not that strict. So thank you very much.